Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. A long-awaited report from Oklahoma State Auditor Cindy Byrd on Epic Charter Schools was released on Thursday. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports that Byrd found a litany of problems in her investigation of the school that's faced legal scrutiny for years.
Byrd writes, the virtual charter behemoth owes Oklahoma taxpayers almost $9 million for a string of concerning actions in the 120-page investigative report. Her report says Epic, the state's largest virtual charter school, was given $500 million over the last 5 years, and of that, at least $125 million has been siphoned through a learning fund that goes to families and to a for-profit management company operated by Epic's founders Ben Harris and David Cheney. Because there's no oversight of that money, it appears that it didn't actually go to educating kids, Byrd writes. And that's a big problem, she says. Those records remain tied up in litigation, as Epic says they should remain private. But Byrd continues to fight for a full accounting of those dollars in court. The audit report concludes that Oklahoma should consider that for-profit organizations running charter schools might not be a good idea. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Representative Regina Goodwin of Tulsa is set to host a virtual interim study on law enforcement reform at 2 p.m. Tuesday, October 6. The study will be held in the House Public Safety Committee. Citing the deaths of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and a host of other people of color, Goodwin is pushing for strong policy change in policing. The focus of the study is to present credible information and insight to address challenges and injustices that many Oklahomans face. Goodwin is hoping for bipartisan agreement for the proposed legislation. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hello, my name is Sue Hokanson, and I'm the Recreation Coordinator at Quartz Mountain State Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. Last week, I mentioned monarch butterflies and their extensive migration. I would like to revisit that discussion today. Monarchs can be found as far north as southern Canada. Monarchs winter in southern California and Mexico. Those monarchs living west of the Rockies winter in southern California, while those living east of the Rockies winter in Mexico. Monarchs do not fly east-west or west-east over the Rockies. They fly north-south or south-north. Most monarch butterflies are short-lived, 3 to 12 days as a monarch egg, depending on temperatures, about 2 weeks as a caterpillar eating only milkweed leaves, and about 2 weeks as a chrysalis, and finally about 2 weeks as a butterfly. Up to 3 or 4 generations of monarchs may be born in one summer, but the last generation of monarchs, those born in late August, is the migratory generation. The shorter days and cooler temperatures of fall prevent the butterflies from maturing enough to reproduce. This allows them to live for about 8 to 9 months, long enough to fly south for the winter and back again to reproduce the following summer. Many hazards exist for those migrating monarchs. Droughts limit flowers that provide necessary and nourishing nectar. Hard freezes or forest fires may wipe out millions of monarchs at a time. And then they need to find milkweed plants to lay their eggs on. Monarch caterpillars only eat milkweed leaves, nothing else. As more natural areas are converted into suburban lawns or production acres, the milkweed population is in decline. Without milkweed, the monarchs will not survive. Many organizations and individuals along the migratory routes are planting milkweed patches to help the monarch avoid extinction. For KCCU, I'm Sue Hokanson, Recreation Coordinator at Quartz Mountain State Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.